you are holding yourself back from wherever it is you're trying to get to. Period. We're just going to jump right into it. You are keeping yourself from succeeding unconsciously because the environment around you has shown you what the potential standard is. So I want to give you three things that's keeping you and holding you back from your success. So number one, complacency. Dude, complacency. I can't tell you and I can't stress enough that you have to get out of this comfort zone, man. It's gonna suck when you it sucks when you stretch yourself, when you stretch your mind, when you try to learn new things and adapt to new things, when you see people who are amazing in something you have interest in. It's gonna scare you, but you have to. You're complacent. You're okay with what's normal to you, what's given to you, what society has told you to do. I call it the sheep matrix. Some people call it the sheep mentality. I call it the sheep matrix because all you're going to keep doing is doing what somebody else is doing. And as long as people look familiar to you, you're going to keep doing that and just, you know, follow the crowd. You know, that's a great way. Hear me. That's a great way to become complacent. You know, you don't know what the next tier, the next level is because you haven't seen it. You have to get around things and people that are showing you there's more levels to this. You don't have to be okay with what things are. You can change. You can get more out of. You know, being complacent is a real silent killer because you can really fall into that so easily. Because again, we are creatures of sight, and what we see, we see and we do. So if all you see is complacency around you, i.e. other people who are complacent, then you're going to fall into the same habit, the same category. You know, it sucks, but it takes awareness to know that this is what's keeping you still. This is what's keeping you stagnant. This is what's keeping you stuck. Move around. Go learn. Be okay with being uncomfortable. You have to be okay with being uncomfortable. It is inevitable for growth, period. Now, the second thing I want to talk about that is holding you back from success is poor time management. Yo, it's 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week, but yet somehow you don't have the time to do the necessary things for yourself in order to see progress in your life. Like, understand what I just said, how much time it is in the week, in the year. But yet every day you find yourself, I don't have enough time, or time ran out, or I'm too tired. You have to schedule your successful practices out. You have to block off that time and make sure you do what is necessary for you. You don't have time because you're not planning, man. You don't have time because you're giving it to things that don't pour back into you. You know, you're running out of time because you need sleep more than you want success. I know I'm not trying to say like you shouldn't sleep, but you are giving everything externally you more power than the power you have for yourself. You're giving away all your power. So this is why I wanted to emphasize, plan this out, man. You need to prioritize what steps you need to do for yourself, and then other things that you need to do for anything and everyone else. Otherwise, you're going to always be in the state of trying to please others 24/7, and nothing else is pouring back into you. You know, as far as like you have an energy to manage your time as well. Get you a planner. Get you a task app from the Apple store, you know, the Android store. Get you something that you can write down, that you can see a schedule of yourself day by day. Because I promise you, if you're waking up every single day aimlessly, just doing stuff by however it falls to you because you're waiting on a finger to point and say, go here. If it isn't your finger telling yourself to point and go here, I promise you, you're going to always run into this poor management time. Every single time you're going to fail at it. You have to take the necessary actionable steps to plan out your day. It's just as simple as that. Now, the last part of this video is I want to talk about is a negative mindset. Listen, and listen to this part very clearly and very carefully. The biggest enemy you'll ever have is yourself. I don't care how many bullies you got, how many people you don't like, whatever case may have you. The biggest enemy you'll have is yourself. And the reason why I'm stating this the way that I'm stating this is because your thoughts are so vital and important on how you feel and what you execute and how you progress, that is something you have to get out of. You have to get out of this negative mindset and get yourself into a positive mindset. Because if you keep viewing the way that you want to view it, which is in a negative manner, then you'll always have that energy in you. And I don't know if you know too much about the laws of the universe, but how you feel is what you're going to bring to you. So if you're going to feel negative, you're going to keep bringing negative. And if it keeps happening, that's why you have to condition your mind. Recondition yourself out of this negative attitude. You know, everything doesn't always have to be the worst case scenario. Like everything, you have to think happy thoughts on some Peter Pan nonsense. You know, like you really have to do that. And like, it's going to put yourself in a better mood and put you into a clearer mind and be more happy about the things that you should be happy for rather than take for granted. If that makes any sense. You have to be resilient with your brain. Your brain is literally the most important thing that you can possibly own, because this is how you manage. This is how you go at life. Stop being so negative, man. You got to resist that. You got to take care of that. You got to handle that. You got to be happy that you're alive, that you're breathing. You got to be happy for the small things so you can find encouragement for yourself. Your biggest cheerleader is going to always be you. No matter how many other people cheer for you, you are going to be your biggest cheerleader because you got to think positive. Nobody else. You know what I mean? So today I just wanted to really just like talk about complacency, you know, how to master our time and how to conquer our doubts. So I definitely want to let you know, like, keep pushing and keep going. You can do whatever it is you want to do on this earth. You have to become aware of that and accept that. Is it going to be easy? No, but it's possible. Have the vision. Be the visionary that you know you've always been, because you've always seen this glimmer of light in your mind that you know you can be. So I want to end this off by saying, hey, you got this. Don't let nobody stop you. You're the only person that can stop you. Peace.